This is Radio Nepal. I am Srijana Bastola with the news. The headlines first. National Examination Board publishes results of Secondary Education Examination SEE. 61.81% students graded in the exam. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli to leave for official visit to Spain today. Nepal to advocate and raise voice of least developed and small island nations in International Conference on Financing for Development. Health Minister Pradeep Paudel pleases Nepal's commitment to improving digital health in UN Regional Ministerial Meeting in Bangkok. And U.S. Supreme Court grants victory in Trump's birthright citizenship case. Now the news in detail. The National Examination Board has published the results of the Secondary Education Examination SEE yesterday. A total of 61.81% students have been graded in the exam this year, while last year the passing percentage was only 47.86. This year the SEE exam was conducted from the 20th of March. A total of 499,183 students had participated in the exam, including 431,466 for under regular category and 67,715 for grade increment. Meanwhile, Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has congratulated all the SEE graduates. Writing on to his social media, the Prime Minister also urged those non-graded students to not consider it as the ultimate test in life but prepare for tomorrow's success. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli is to leave for an official visit to Spain today. All preparations have been completed for the Prime Minister's official visit to Spain beginning today. Prime Minister Oli is set to pay the visit at the friendly invitation of United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres and Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez to participate in the 4th International Conference on Financing for the Development to be held in Seville of Spain from the 30th of June to the 3rd of July. Leaders of governments from around the world, global and regional organizations, financial and trade institutions, business people, civil society, and representatives of the United Nations system will also participate in this conference on financing for development. At the event, Nepal will advocate for raising the voice of least developed small and island nations. The conference will also discuss the implementation of investment commitment made by rich countries for poor and small nations. Spokesperson at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Lok Bahadur Paudel Chhetri, said the conference will focus on the challenges of immediate and long-term assistance and investment necessary for sustainable development by improving the global financial structure. Prime Minister Oli would deliver a statement at the conference. The Prime Minister would pay courtesy call on Spain's King Philip II and his Spanish counterpart Sanchez, as well as would hold sideline meetings with leaders of other countries of the world. Prime Minister Oli is leaving for Madrid via Qatar today evening to participate in the conference. The 21-member delegation includes First Lady Radhika Shakya, Prime Minister's Chief Advisor Bishnu Prasad Rimal, Foreign Secretary Amrit Bahadur Rai, among others. Prime Minister Oli will return home on the 4th of July. Minister for Health and Population Pradeep Paudel has informed the global community about the efforts being made in Nepal's digital health sector. Addressing the United Nations Regional Ministerial Meeting in Bangkok of Thailand yesterday, Minister Paudel expressed his commitment that Nepal has already made policy decisions to start efforts for the integration of scattered health statistics of the citizens. Health Minister discussed technical challenges in digital system, transformation with UN Undersecretary General and Executive Secretary of the Economic and Social Commission for Asia and the Pacific, Armida Saltia Alice Dabana, and sought support from the UN agencies. The meeting of the House of Representatives is scheduled to take place at 11 a.m. today. In the meeting going to be held at the Federal Parliament Building in New Bhubaneswar, an agenda has been set to pass the Finance Bill 2082, Bill to Raise National Debt 2082, to be presented by Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudel. Similarly, there is also an agenda to pass the Nepal Citizenship Second Amendment Bill 2082 as shared by General Secretary of the Federal Parliament Secretariat Padam Prasad Pandey. Likewise, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli is scheduled to brief the House about his Spain visit in today's meeting. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arzu Rana Deoba has left for Italy yesterday to participate in the 44th session of the Food and Agriculture Organization FAO conference being held in Rome from 28th of June to the 4th of July. According to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Minister Rana is scheduled to address the main session as well as other high-level events at the FAO. Nepali Ambassador to Austria and Permanent Representative of Nepal to the FAO Bharat Kumar Regmi and officials from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Ministry of Agriculture and Livestock Development are in Foreign Minister Rana-led delegation. Following the conference, the Foreign Affairs Minister is scheduled to participate in programs organized by the Investment Board of Nepal in Milan of Italy as well as in Hamburg and Berlin of Germany. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Rana will return to Kathmandu on the 13th of July. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Daddy, India jani, mommy China jani. Dubai jana Facebook ra Viber ma zero. Ani hamile kasari contact garne?
Timiharu Facebook ra Viber ma hero bhara ke garnu? Nepal Telecom le lyako sewa suvidha ko bare ma zero rai chau. Aile Nepal Telecom le roaming sewa lyaeko cha. चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ। बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन।
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त?
किन थाहा नहुनु? यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ। तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ।
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार।
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The Education, Health and Information Technology Committee under the House of Representatives has passed provisions related to the Private School Operation and Early Childhood Development ECD. In the discussions held on the report of the School Education Bill Subcommittee in yesterday's meeting, the Parliamentary Committee has unanimously passed the report in a way to make the private school operation and management welfare-oriented, service-intensive and non-profit-making. Likewise, the issue of 2-year duration for early childhood development ECD in public and private schools has also been finalized. The committee has agreed to maintain the same duration for both types of schools. The provision that pre-primary education should not be operated for more than 2 years has also been unanimously passed by the committee. You are listening to Radio Nepal's ATM English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. The U.S. Supreme Court has handed a significant victory to President Donald Trump's birthright citizenship case. According to the BBC, while addressing reporters at the White House briefing room podium, President Trump said the decision big and amazing, which the administration is very happy about. He also added it was a monumental victory for the Constitution, the separation of powers and the rule of law. Describing the court's decision as a giant win, the president said that the decision would prevent scamming of the U.S. immigration process. Trump's Attorney General Pam Bondi said that the Supreme Court will decide whether the U.S. will end birthright citizenship in October during its next session. Now, the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini and Sudhur Paschim provinces and at a few places of rest of the parts of country. There are chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of hilly regions of the country. There is also possibility of light to moderate snowfall at a few places of the high hilly and mountainous region of the country today. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. National Examination Board publishes results of secondary education examination SEE. 61.81% students graded in the exam. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli to leave for official visit to Spain today, Nepal to advocate and raise voice of least developed and small island nations in International Conference on Financing for Development. Health Minister Pradeep Paudel pleases Nepal's commitment to improving digital health in UN regional ministerial meeting in Bangkok. And U.S. Supreme Court grants victory in Trump's birthright citizenship case. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.